Hello, and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, a day 83. Getting there, aren't we? Not far off 100, you know. Did you expect that?
No.
No, me neither. When we started this, remember, it was for a week, it was for 5 days. Oh, little did we know, how naive were we. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. How are you doing? Are you suffering, Jonathan, from your exertions yesterday, not only on your walk, but for managing to make it to the end of the longest MacBites After Hours ever? I did try, didn't I, Mike?
Yes.
Is the next goal 5 hours?
Yes.
I remember being part of a podcast in...
What's that? You should know, you've been editing it.
Oh, yes, I do. It's been a busy day, Mike. No one else has a clue what you're doing.
Does anyone know what I'm singing?
No, they haven't got a clue. Now, does that make you feel any better?
No, not really.
Jonathan did his homework out and had a nap. Oh, no.
I read that as he did his homework. It's been a long day.
It has, actually.
Singing. Yes, I'm singing, Jonathan, but what?
That's why it's in, that's why it's in speech marks.
No, it's not
Mike,
Mission
Mike,
Impossible.
Think massive air quotes singing.
No, it's not Mission Impossible.
No, but it's not. It's
it
not
was
far
on the
off.
Right lines.
Yeah, it was.
It was a James Bond.
It was the theme tune to James Bond, which I have been putting together a 2-hour spectacular on today. So I've been a busy girl. So what have you all been doing? Jonathan's been a busy
girl. But you don't want to listen to that right now.
No, you don't want to listen to that right now because that's on Brooklyn.
You can listen to it later on catch up.
It's occupying them while we're in here having fun with you.
Yeah, so we might accidentally switch over early.
We might, but that might frighten them. This special, I couldn't go into the next Bond film. It's in sequence from the very first one. And the first Bond film, who knows what the first Bond film was? The first Bond film didn't have its own theme. It only shared the Bond theme. So the Bond theme was the theme to the original James Bond film. So I was starting with that, which made total sense. And I was going to take it up to as far as I could get in the hour, ready to do another hour next week. But I only had an hour and 33 minutes of content. So even if I played the first one twice, it still wasn't going to reach the 2-hour mark. So then I started looking for songs that were actually, or music, that was in James Bond, but wasn't a theme tune. So found some of those, no problem with that. And got it up to, which was the last one I played? For Your Eyes Only, 1981. So 19 years of James Bond. But unfortunately, I was about 2 minutes 55 seconds short. So I put the James Bond theme on again to wrap it up with, which was fine. But I was still 2 minutes 55 short. So we've had to go with that. So basically, Mike couldn't start it at 7 o'clock because we'd be 3 minutes short.
I've started it at 7.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
So are they definitely joining us then at 3 minutes to, or are you playing something
else? I'm playing the ident on loop for 2 minutes. Well, it's either that or getting...
Marooned,
yes, like you say.
They'd be frightened.
Yes, there aren't enough defibs to go around.
No, you mustn't frighten them. No. You mustn't. Not considering what I'm doing later, anyway. No takers for the first James Bond film. No. You know the first one, don't you? Because you will have heard it today. The first James Bond film was From Russia With Love, and it didn't have a theme of its own. That came later. But the music of James Bond is actually absolutely fascinating, so I've loved putting that together. So we'll probably do a longer one with some segues for the anniversary. It's the 25th Bond film coming out on the 12th of November in the UK. For once, the UK get it first. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Everywhere else can have it after we've had it. Yeah, but until then, they can wait, which I'm quite liking. I am quite
that
liking
that. Sounds like COVID. What? Everyone else can have it after we've had it.
Yeah. Kim's never seen a James Bond film. They're not bad. I prefer the earlier ones, to be honest. Once Daniel Craig took over, they got a bit politically correct serious. The bit that I saw that everybody loved, apparently, and I just thought, that's not James Bond. Hello, Paul. He was in a shower and something had happened. He was in his tux and the water's running over him and he's just sat there sobbing. And I thought, this might be like, you know, metrosexual man, but seriously? No, not James Bond. So I haven't enjoyed the later ones, but I did love everything up to Pierce Brosnan doing it. And my mum always said Pierce Brosnan was James Bond. And she was quite right. So I enjoyed that. I remember him getting the job, you know, because he was offered the job in the early 80s and he couldn't do it because he was contracted to Remington Steel. And oh, how long later was it? Gosh, it must have been 10 years later. And his wife had died by then and she'd been a Bond girl. That was how come he was introduced to Cubby Broccoli. And Cubby Broccoli wanted him. But he ended up with, who was that?
Oh, Cassandra Dalton. Harris.
Dalton. Was it Timothy Dalton?
Oh, Timothy Dalton.
Again, not Bond. Definitely not Bond. But I did enjoy it. GoldenEye. GoldenEye was great. You loved Remington Steel. My mum adored Remington Steel. It was really awkward here. It didn't really have a proper slot. I think it would have done really, really well if it had. So we managed to see like odd episodes as they came on. Much later, early 90s, they started putting them on Sky. And they were in order, every one. So we recorded them and she watched them. VHS videotape. Oh, she adored them. That was a very good series. When you watch it back, you don't realise when you're watching it for the first time, or I don't think you appreciate how subtly it changed between series one and series two. And series from series two onwards, it particularly worked for me. But the change was there was a guy in it. I think his name was James something. Good looking piece, but blonde. And he was, I think he was her partner or something to do with that. And then he disappeared at the end of the first series and Mildred came in. She was fabulous. Oh, what was her name, the actress? She was in Mrs. Something's Christmas as well, that Mum liked. Oh, let me find it. Deb will probably remember. But her name was Mildred. Mildred Crabb, I think. Internet Movie Database. Remington Steel. What was her name? She was fantastic. Absolutely loved her. She was in it right to the end as well. Right, let's have a look. Doris Roberts. She was amazing. Now, what was that film she was in that Mum adored? Mrs. Something's Christmas, I think. Gosh, she was in a lot of stuff, wasn't she? What? Mrs. Miracle. There was Mrs. Miracle,
oh, Mrs. Miracle.
And I think there was Mrs. Miracle 2 as well. And I also remember, you all know I was watching Grey's Anatomy by the series load while Mum was ill. She was in an episode of that as well, and I watched that one. Mrs. Miracle. Where's Mrs. Miracle 2? I'm sure she was in Mrs. Miracle 2. Anyway, I finally saw this Mrs. Miracle. Mum was watching it from about the Miracle in Manhattan. That was another one as well. Kim's seen the Mrs. Miracles. They are good. But Mum had seen... Will you stop squeaking in that chair?
Sorry.
Mum had seen it and she said, you've got to watch this film. It's great. But this was when she wasn't too well and she was literally watching Christmas films back to back. I couldn't keep up with her. Luckily, the Disney Channel over here, which is a free-to-air Disney Channel, starts putting Christmas films on in August. So I'm taping them from August so she can watch them starting about September. And that was one of her favourites. And another one, it has a different name over here. I think it's called the Something Parade here. But I think it's the parade you have around Black Friday, whichever one that is. Now, how am I going to find that? The same girl was in it that was in another Christmas film that she absolutely loved. And it turned out when I we've got this friend, Kevin, you know, Big Kevin, VA, sometimes pops in. No, it wasn't Miracle on 34th Street. It was about a town, and I think the town was called Christmas. And it had this huge Christmas shop, and it was open all year round. But the girl that was in it, I can see her face, but I wouldn't know her name, was in another film. Something. The word parade was in it. So it could have been Christmas Parade or something like that. But it had a different name. So what's that parade that you have in this? Is it Macy's Parade? 12 Days of Christmas Parade, Once Upon a Christmas Parade. No. Oh, I'll have to find it. But that was her all-time favourite. She loved that kind of stuff. She did. So we all watched it with her. Wish I could remember the girl's name. Long dark hair. I've never seen her in anything else. And there was a guy in it as well. I think he'd been in stuff before. I'll have to find it. I know. I think in the States it had Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, Macy's Parade on our Thanksgiving, Kim said.
Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah, but it was a film. It was a movie. And the word Thanksgiving Day Parade was in it, but I can't remember if that was in the US version or the UK one. And obviously, if you look up that, you're not going to find this particular film. There it is. I recognise it. Love at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was made for TV in 2012. Mum got her hands on that pretty quick, considering then, didn't she? It was on the Hallmark movie channel over here. Now, what's the girl called? Autumn Ressa, or Risa. That's right. And the guy was Antonio Cupo. She loved that film. If she saw that film once, she must have seen it at least 10 times. That's in one Christmas sitting. Yeah, so I think over here it was just called At the Christmas Parade in the UK. Does it give you alternative names there? It used to. But now you have to pay for half of this, don't you? I'm sure the word Thanksgiving wasn't in the UK version. I think it was Christmas Parade. But that's the movie. It doesn't do very well. It only gets 6.8, but she loved it. So you can imagine, she liked all these pretty boys. Like Pierce Brosnan. It was a good film, that, actually. I did watch that afterwards. And there was a couple of others that she had. What was the other one that she liked? The one with a letter.
Christmas Card.
A Christmas Card.
Or yeah. The Christmas Card.
It's either The Christmas Card or A Christmas Card.
I think she wore that one out.
Yeah, that was her ultimate favourite. You're right, The Christmas Card. Basically, the story of these things was exactly the same. Once I'd watched them, I thought, this is like just a different version of the same film. But she did. She loved that one. That had Ed Asner in it, though, so that I thought that one was the better of the two. But they were very good. I don't know anybody else in that, only Ed Asner. Alice Evans, if that means anything to anybody. Again, another good-looking piece. Doesn't look unlike Pierce Brosnan. That one gets 7 stars. But she adored that. She did absolutely adore that. Those were the kind of things she loved. Oh, your mum's favourite. Oh, my word. Yeah, mum did love that. I don't know where she found that. I think what had happened was it had come on the TV in the UK and she'd seen it. And how she would have seen it would have been on a channel that we've got called Channel 5. And they used to put movies on in the afternoon. So about 3:30, something like that, 3:20, 3:30, she'd sit down, she'd watch this movie. So she watched this movie, The Christmas Card, and she could not get over it. She absolutely adores it. That's exactly what my mum did. When it came on for the second time, she's like, oh, my film's on. I'm like, Mum, I got you the DVD. I'm going to watch it anyway. I'm going to watch it on the TV. But she said there was this film on. It was amazing. So I looked up what it was called. Goes to Amazon, tries to find it. And it was America only. So I managed to import the DVD. So it took about a month to arrive. But hence it being very fortunate that she starts watching in September. So by October, I had my hands on it. And I wrapped it up, Christmas paper, and said, you know, here you go. And she said, it's a bit early for Christmas. I said, you're not going to wait till Christmas to use it. She opened it and there was the Christmas card. Tears in her eyes the lot. She like you said, she would wear that out. And you got your mum the DVD. What are we like? I can't believe that.
I just realised I've been a bad daddy.
Have you been a bad daddy? What have
I've
you
been
done?
A bad daddy.
Did you not feed the dog?
I fed her.
Yeah.
I forgot to give her a dessert.
Oh!
Yeah.
This was why she was in the garden yipping when I was trying to do my VO. Luckily, I'd already VO'd when she started creating.
Anyway, she's having a jumbone.
Yeah, she's been in here and she's been settled and she's been a good girl. But she's not been over-treated today.
No.
Hence her being in the garden, yipping like crazy. She thinks there's something wrong with this food supply chain. It won't hurt her. It's getting a bit warm here again.
Shall I open the window?
We have had rain, but it's a little bit warmer today, which doesn't please me at all.
Do you want the window open?
No, I'll be all right at the moment, but we'll see how we go. When you start bopping, we might need a window open, but I don't know if we need one open in here.
Oh, right.
That's amazing.
Shall I get my wig?
Yes, get your wig as well. You'll need your wig. Don't know how we got talking about Christmas films, but isn't that amazing, Kim? That's stunning. She liked another one, The Soldier's Something. And again, I think somebody had died in the film. I think he was a soldier. And his mum and dad had kind of lost the Christmas spirit. And obviously, it wasn't like a ghost story. He didn't come back. But there was some kind of closure at the end of it, and she liked that one as well. Oh, she did love her Christmas films. And she was so funny that I'd have all her Christmas films on DVDs in a box. And I'd say to her, you know, here's all your ones. And she would put in, you know, whatever she wanted to watch. And this box, it was pretty big. It would have held something like 50 DVDs. And she said, I've run out of Christmas films. Like, it's my fault. I said, Mum, there's 50 at least in that box. Her favourite Christmas film of all time was Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. And it had to be the right version, which was the Alistair Sim version from 1950. It was either 56 or 58. I think it could have been 56. And it came on at Christmas here in the original one at black and white. But in America, apparently, they didn't want to watch it in black and white. So in the mid to late 80s, somebody colourised it. Well, opinion was split in the UK. I thought the coloured version was fabulous. I thought it literally brought it to life. But some traditionalists did not like the fact it had been coloured. So whenever it came on the UK, it was always the black and white one. But we knew there was a colour version of it. Could we get our hands on it? No. It was pretty much for the American market. This was probably the very early 90s. So we got on the internet. This was before Google. That's how early we were on the internet. Couldn't find a thing.
Was there life before Google?
There was.
Yes. Alta Vista.
But basically, if you didn't have the URL, you couldn't find anything, could you? So I'm trying to search the best I could. And I came across this supplier in Texas. And it was pre-DVD. It was on VHS tape. And I thought, I'll go for it. And I think it took about 3 months for it to get here on the back of a camel. It took ages. And the postage was criminal. But I got it. I gets it out of the box. I'm thinking, please don't chew this tape off. Gets it in the machine. It was the coloured one. That was her Christmas present that year. She just watched it all over Christmas. Dad was like, can we put the news on? No, I'm in the middle of watching this. And he says like, yes, but you've seen it 12 times. I'm watching it again. And she just had it on back to back. Ted Turner. Oh, I don't know. I remember at the beginning it said Stars something on it with a Z. But I don't know who actually coloured it. But I thought it was very well done. And to me, that's the version I would watch. What was so funny was about 10 years after I'd gone to all that trouble to get hold of a VHS tape with it, one of our daily papers gave it away with the morning paper on DVD. Well, I sent my dad in to get 5 copies. I sent Mike in to get 5 copies. We have more copies of that than you can shake a stick at. And Mum was like, I just want them all. And she sat there with them all in her box and she was very happy with that one. Must admit, I think that's my favourite too. I literally know the entire script to that, don't I? I can sit here and quote it to Mike.
You can.
I did that the other day. Which bit was it? Did I quote? Oh, we were talking about the polka, weren't we?
Yeah.
There's a polka at the end.
It wasn't the other day. It was this afternoon.
It's weeks ago.
It's been a long day. Yeah.
It's been a very long day, Mike. Didn't get much sleep and it's been a very long day. But yes, I can quote that.
Going back to life before Google, and Johnny won't remember this.
No, he won't, literally.
I remember, do you remember the first time? It was probably the first time we used the internet. And I brought a computer from work. I'm sure it was the first time we used the internet. I brought a computer from work and it was like, how do you find anything?
Tell them what we did.
Well, we searched for pandas.
Yeah, we did, but there was back in the day, Jonathan's going.
Steel.
We did search for Remington Steel because I wanted the episode list, and we found it. But how did we find it?
I can't remember.
I can. This was what you had to do before Google, Johnny. He's thinking we're joking.
We bought a computer magazine and we went through it with all these URLs in it.
Sort of.
And that's how we got to specific URLs.
It wasn't a magazine, Mike. It was the internet directory.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
You used to update it every month.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a telephone directory, Jonathan. Just imagine that. So we opened it at the page of TV shows. There was Remington Steel. And you had to type in a URL that was like 12 inches long. One character wrong and it didn't find it.
H-T-T-P... Yeah. Colon, no, not semicolon, colon, slash and another slash. No, the other slash, not the backslash, the other one.
We were new, what can we say?
W, full stop.
Yeah, but the thing was, when you got to the end and it was forward slash, it would then be like a random string of characters, probably about 80 characters. So Mike would be reading it out and he'd be going, no, that's a capital. How we ever found anything? It took like 20 minutes to type in the URL.
I remember the first website we had, the choir one.
Yeah.
And its address was ourworld.compuserve.com/manufan. Yes, Johnny, this was...
This was real.
Kim remembers typing in all the URLs when she was in the Navy. Yes, those were the...
I'm glad Kim's here to inform Jonathan we're not lying to him.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a horror story. Pre-Google. And then Google came out, and I think by then, Alta Vista.
Yeah.
And we were like, it'll never catch on.
And Yahoo.
It'll never catch on. But Google seemed to not be there one minute, and the next minute be ruling the world. They really were.
I remember when I was in Canada. I went to Canada for like 2 days working.
Only Mike could do that.
And I landed there the afternoon and I thought, right, I need to get on the internet. And I ended up going to this computer store in this mall and they gave me an AOL disc. I bet Johnny doesn't remember AOL. CompuServe. Paul remembers CompuServe.
That's because we're in Columbus,
that's right,
Ohio.
Yeah.
We only really had CompuServe here as a viable alternative.
That was our first ISP, CompuServe.
Anything other than CompuServe, you really had to do manually.
It was when George Clooney...
Did he? Did he Google his dates? Oh, my. Oh, wow. Oh, and it's near Paul as well. Is it still going, Paul? I've not seen that here.
Shall
for
I
years.
Google it?
Prove the point that Google
works. Yeah, it is.
Jonathan does remember that. You must have been in short trousers,
and it's,
Jonathan.
And it's got a website that's very 1990s as well. There you go.
Oh, good grief, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know they were still going. Originally heated by their computers, Paul. That's the approach we take here at MacBytes headquarters, which is why it's a bit warm. Because I've been... putting together shows today, music shows for Brooklands, so everything is red hot.
It's sort of still going. It's part of Horizon.
Yeah, it must have been bought out.
It's been bought out.
It shows
out
you, though,
doesn't
it?
Times.
Because they had their own walled garden as well.
Yeah.
Well, when you went to CompuServe, Jonathan's going to think we're lying here, but when you went to CompuServe, you were basically in a walled garden that was CompuServe. And you had to click a button where it said World Wide Web to actually get a browser up to go outside the walled garden. I think it sounds prehistoric, but this was what you used to do. And I just love the fact that you could get an episode guide for programmes and pretty much any programme you wanted. Because when they show them in the UK, we've mentioned this before, they just randomise the order. And it's very hard to follow if there's like a subplot. Now, Kim asked further up, can the UK use the same DVDs as the US or is it a different version? It depends on the player, Kim. You can get players that only play European, which is Region 2, and the US is Region 1. But some players, and they tend to be a little bit more expensive, will use multi-region. A disc can also be... Well, a disc will have a region and a player will have a region, and basically it's got to match. So sometimes if you get a DVD from America, it will play as long as you have a DVD player that supports Region 1. And we bought one, I think, didn't we, from Scan?
I think we did, yeah.
Because most of the ones that were inexpensive, about £30 to £50, would only play a Region 2. But this one that we bought was probably about £80 and it played Region 1. And what you could do with it, with a lot of cables and fiddling around, is you could attach the more expensive player that's playing the Region 1 to a DVD recorder and then make a duplicate that way by recording it. And then you would have a region-free disc. Why can't we all use the same stuff? Tell me about it. It is a mess. The other thing is, of course, that not only does the region have to match, but if we... there was this DVD. It was called Blue Money. And it was a nightmare. It was only available in Region 1. But in addition to that, there was other kind of issues with it. That America uses NTSC. And we use PAL. So NTSC is not quite the quality that we had with PAL. Now, obviously, things have moved on since then. And we've now got sort of high definition and stuff. But back in the day, that was a sort of ancillary issue, that the quality wasn't there. But you could just about make a copy of something if you had two players and a lot of cables and a lot of knowledge. And the thing with this Blue Money disc was, one person had this Blue Money disc but couldn't copy it. And I was in this group who all adored this actor that was in Blue Money. And no one had seen it but this girl who got this import from America. And she couldn't play it. So she got the disc and it wouldn't play. What she did was she went out and bought another DVD player just so she could watch this thing. But she still couldn't copy it. So I got a different recorder. And I said, well, I can, I think, copy a Region 1 to a Region 2. So she sent me the sole copy of this disc that seemed to exist on the entire planet. And I said, well, you put the call out. And if anybody wants a copy, you know, just bung me enough for postage and a disc and I'll copy it for everyone and send it to them. Probably not totally legal, but never mind about that. Well, she put the call out and I think we had about 38 requests in 10 minutes and she started to panic. We'll never be, you know, you'll never be able to keep up with it. And what she was thinking was people would be sending me checks and postal orders and probably cash. I did have one person just wrapped up a £20 note and said, I'm so desperate to see this, keep the change, because it was going to cost about £3 to copy it and post it. And she said, we'll never know who's... I said, calm. And within 10 minutes, I had a spreadsheet with everybody in it who wanted it. And then I set about doing these, because obviously, when you were copying them, they needed to be copied in real time on top of everything else. So I sat and watched this thing for 38 times while I was copying it. So I copied it. I copied about 5 copies for the girl who'd sent it me. And then I sent her original back and sent her a load of Region 2 copies. So there was enough to go round in the end. But I agree with you. What an absolute faff. Oh, Mike, it's not still there, is it?
It's if anyone wants a real laugh, I've just posted a link into the chat. It's not the original CompuServe one, but it's from the Wayback When machine. And it's a page from a website called manufan.co.uk, which I set up many years ago.
OMG. 2001, can you believe it?
And you created me the little logo.
I did. I did the Manufan logo, with the devil on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. That's frightening. However, can I just make a point?
Yeah.
It worked, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, because we got press credentials for having a website to go in as press. To meet Eric, it was fabulous. See you, Jonathan. Fancy Johnny Dad going? Calling. No, his father's calling. Oh, Kim, I knew the script by the end. And the laugh of it was, he wasn't even the star in this show. The star was Tim Curry, who was in
Rocky Horror.
So the guy only had a smallish part anyway, but oh my God, we got there in the end. That was actually probably the first time the internet had kind of come into its own for a lot of people. They were watching this programme in the UK. It was Holby City. And it started in 1999 and he left in, I think it was 2003. But what they used to do was they'd have a chat after the show every week. I didn't actually partake in any of that nonsense, which was probably just as well, because when I got involved a little bit later, oh my, were they possessive of this actor? Oh dear. Yes, it was a little bit too much, but I didn't mind doing all the discs for everybody. And thing was, everybody who, because they had to send me a cheque or whatever, so they all sent a letter, and that was really nice. It was when you got them together in a gang that it was an issue. They were very, very territorial with him. Yeah, not good. Yes, Mayor was there. Look at Mayor. And it says Mayor Eric. He had his full name. Look at his little face. Do you know his ears are bigger than Lola?
Oh, he's a boy.
Yeah, you can tell the difference. You really can. It's subtle around the face, but you can tell the difference. Because some people would say to me, is it a boy or a girl? And you'd say, it's a boy. Oh, she's so beautiful. No, it's a he. He's handsome. Did you notice, Mike, with this Way Back When machine?
Yeah.
That you can actually drag that back and go back to 2000 at the top?
Oh, no.
Oh, good grief. Kim, yes, you were in the worldwide MU fans ring.
Oh, God. Kim wants to know who Roseway is.
Roseway? That's just the name of my company. I read a book many years ago. I thought it was an absolutely beautiful book. It was by St. Teresa, and the book was called The Way of the Rose. So I said, when I have a company, I want it to be called Roseway. But in the UK, when you go to register a company, it has to be a unique name, and Roseway Limited was already registered. So Mum said, just stick your surname on it. So my company became Roseway Giles, which is comical when you put a manual on somebody's desk and they say, hello, Rosemary. Like, can you read? Part one on the front says Rose Way, not Rosemary. And I'm walking around with a badge on that says Elaine. But I think of it as an IQ test myself. Many, many people fail.
Oh, the worldwide Manu fan fans ring.
It's all coming back to you. Mike, can I just say, that was 20 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, that's frightening. Does it still exist?
No, what?
The ring.
I've no idea.
Because it's a link. But when you click it, it just... Oh, no, it is opening something. No, it's not. There's nothing there.
Martin Edwards sex scandal.
Which one?
Things haven't changed, have they?
Oh, we've got a picture here from Paul. The way back machines when they caught Dominic Cummings out. Oh, I've got a classic to play tonight. which one? It was to the tune of...
Oh, I was singing along to it.
I know. I've got it. Anyway.
The Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash. The Durham Dash. Yeah. It's classic. I mean, fancy doing that. I mean, he must be that stupid that he thinks no one would find out.
What's Paul saying?
You can't do anything on the internet. It's CompuServe. Look at that. When was that? Is there a date on it? Oh, wow. Is this now or... See, it looks... Oh, no, there you go. 1981 to 1990. Doesn't it look tiny to think that that was running the internet back then? Oh, wow. When you compare it with Apple's campus. Oh, that's great to see. I've never seen that. Oh, thank you for that, Paul. When you see that and you see what Apple have done, though, where they've kind of made the building part of the landscape, where that's just like a building. Oh, that is good to see. Ours don't look like that. Ours look... That could be a school over here, couldn't it? You know, the flat roofs that schools have. Yeah. So they always leak and then need to be replaced. Telecoms companies, our internet comes from... Let's see if I can get it on Google Maps.
They've updated our delivery time.
To what?
From where? Between 9 and 9.30 instead of 9 and 10.
Oh! We'll be mid-show at that point.
And what's missing...
Nothing catastrophic, I hope.
I don't know.
Right, I'm going to show you where our internet comes from, as long as I can find it. There we go, Virgin Media City House. And it's right by, handily, Tesco's and Lidl. So let's get a street view of it and see if we can actually see it. Now our internet's been coming from that place for years.
Doesn't say anything's missing, but we'll find out.
We will find out. It's there.
Oh, you can now get 85 items. Used to be 80.
Oh, that's good of them.
It is.
Oh, that's actually really good. You can see the building. Let's see if I can copy that link. And you can see all of the dishes on the roof. Concerningly, they're pointing away from me. I think I need to think about that. Right, let's see if I can get that link to you. Will that work?
Kim likes the name Roseway.
Yeah, Way of the Rose was a bit too long, so I just changed it to Roseway. It's St. Teresa of Lisieux. And her book, what was her book called? I got it from Amazon and read it in the year I left school. And I'm probably butchering the spelling of Lisieux, but you'll find it anyway. Go on, you will. I'll know the cover when I see it. Well, these are all gospel books. Yes, you don't spell it like that, so let's just go from there. The Story of a Soul. Cried my way through it. Obviously, I cried my way through it. Do you know that book? So when I got it, it was probably about £1.99. It's now £11 for a paperback. It's the autobiography, and she died in her early 20s. But, oh, I sobbed my way through it. I did. There's an illustrated version there. Same version, well, same book, just illustrated, which I did buy, so I've got it on Kindle. But I'd have to be... I'd have to have the Kleenex at the hand if I was going to read that again. Right, let's have a look. I'm putting that in. Do we see the same thing? We do. That's where our internet comes from. That very building right there. In fact, the signal that you're using right now is going through all of those dishes, those satellite dishes. Handily, it's near the hospital. Don't our roads look complicated, Mike?
Yeah.
That road is the road we used to use to go to the hospital to see my dad. So the way it's pointing, where you can see those satellite dishes. But since then, they've put in a tram track. And that is our tram system in Manchester. So it comes out quite a way. It also goes up to the airport and it goes 20 miles over to Bury. So it's a huge tram network. It's really good, actually, isn't it? Yeah. I must admit, I don't go out that much, obviously.
And sometimes cars get stuck on it.
Well, that's the thing. When you look at that, I mean, it's clear that it says no entry except trams. But someone's going to make a mistake when they look at that. They're just not going to be thinking. And instead of taking a left turn or going for that middle road that you can see where the traffic lights are, they're going to end up on the tram track.
And there's Tesco.
Tesco, if you turn around on that view, you'll see Tesco. And Lidl. So what's missing from the Tesco order? Anything
Nothing.
Catastrophic?
No.
Right, let's have a look. Everyone thinks he's Master of the Dark Arts, he's an umpty. Tell me about it. He is the biggest idiot. And yet, you know, the Prime Minister says we're drawing a line under it, and it's happened. Have you noticed who's not been seen since that press conference?
Boris.
Well, apart from Boris. Actually, now you mention it, the two of them have been missing together. Laura Kunzberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, once she was dissed by Boris, that was it. I think she's gone on holiday, or gardening leave, as we call it.
Is that a laughable holiday?
Yes, I think that one would be a laughable holiday. Arlington Centre Boulevard. That sounds fabulous. Do you know, we never had boulevards in this country until they regenerated the docks area near Salford. And they now use the term neighbourhood, don't they? The docks neighbourhood.
Yeah.
And everything's on a boulevard. And when they first did it, it was like, oh, that's exotic. That was the first time we did it. Oh, I'm going to have a look at that as well. Oh, this is fabulous. Hang on. Don't move. Let me copy you. Do not move. That's
What's
it.
What's Paul sending in now?
Yeah. Hopefully the link for this map. Do you know, it's fascinating to see. It is.
Arlington Centre Boulevard.
Again, isn't everything lovely and square in the States? And there's a place called Windermere. We have a Windermere. Oh, and I've got live traffic on there as well. And it's pretty busy. Shouldn't be busy, should it? No. There it is at the top. Everything is just so square. Ours is not square. But I'm going to drop the pin and have a look. It's amazing, isn't it, how different it... Look at the size of that car, Mike. It looks like it's got like four doors down each side. That could be internet on those electricity pylon things. I think it's electric, though. Isn't it weird that you've got there on those poles? Ours would be buried alongside the road, so we'd only have lights. You've only got lights on... Yeah, is there lights there? Is that a light? I think it has, but you've got more lights on one side of the road than the other. Ooh, what's that one there? Is that a food company? Is it Penzone? I've got it. That looks really nice. Everything looks so light and clean. Ours doesn't. It everything quite old-fashioned. And I love the way that your traffic lights hang down off wires. Ours are always on posts that get knocked sideways, like Bollard Gate. Now you look at it and it's the subtle differences that you notice, like the road signs. And the road markings, to be honest. You have way fewer road markings than we do. And they all mean different things. There's no road markings there. Can you imagine that, Mike? Just no road markings on a road. Yeah. That does not happen here. We have street furniture, the like of which, every time you go out, you think there's just a load more. It's a hair salon.
Yeah, I've just noticed
that. Wow, it does not look like a hair salon. Well, not a British hair salon, anyway. Wow. What's that one that's up near the college, Mike? And I am constantly convinced it's a hairdressing company. And it's not. Is it Wooden Style?
I've no idea.
It just looks like a hairdressing company. Oh, and it's next door to ilovekickboxing.com. Don't see many kickboxing things either. I love all the garden stuff that they've got there, though. The beautiful flowers. We just tend to plant trees and call it done. It's an expensive salon. It kind of looks that way, doesn't it? No, I would never have pegged that for a hairdressing salon.
Some of this could be in this country. Like
some
that.
Could.
Like that.
Oh, that could.
Nice little side road with lots
Mike's,
of green.
Mike's headed off and found a side road now.
Yeah.
You noticed as well, in the car park, they've got like a bumper at the front where you draw up to, so you don't draw it up too far. We would have people parked on the grass here. Not even joking. You should see them when they start. Christmas shopping at the Trafford Centre. Yeah, best plan, don't do it. Jonathan will tell you that. Don't do it. What's the one with the cat? Bento Go. Ooh, noodles to go, Mike.
Now the cheese house.
That looks pretty similar to Penzone to me. It all tends to look the same. Oh, could you imagine me in the States? I'd end up in the noodle bar looking for a haircut. There's another one. Now you see, that Midas that's there, which is red and yellow, we would think that was a food shop because it's red and yellow. And if something's red and yellow over here, it's probably a food shop. Have you ever thought we colour code our shops? We do want looking up, don't we? Really?
Yeah.
That's why this one that apparently is not a hairdresser's, it looks like Tony and Guy. I don't know if you have that in America. They do, I think it's hair products. But it looks like that. Mike said, no, it's a paint shop. But every time I see it, the style of it looks like a salon. So you really need to go with it if you're trying to fit in. We've discussed this, Mike and I, about YouTube. If you're putting a video up about Keynote, what colour should it be? What colour should all of the promo stuff be? And I say it should be blue. Because the icon is like a shade of blue. And numbers should probably be green. And Pages changed its colour, didn't it? I think it went to orange. But if it's PowerPoint, it's orange. It's as simple as that. But some people insist on using their own. But then when it comes up in the search results, people bypass it because they don't associate the colour with the product. And I know that it can be wrong and it can be the best video on the planet. But just like I've said, people used to call me Rosemary continually. Despite being corrected 15 times in 2 days, it was still by Rosemary when they left. And in the end, I stopped arguing. But, you know, do you blame yourself for calling your company Roseway? Or do you blame them for just not reading? But you really do have to try and kind of make sure that everything, all your little ducks are in a row. Because mistakes like that can be made and then you're losing viewers because of it. So, yeah, we're very careful about that. But I would definitely have said that was a food place. But it does look so bright and clean in a lovely blue sky. Mind you, having said that, apart from one dirty great black cloud, we have a blue sky right now. Now, I did not give permission for this, so I am going to be checking the weather and making sure that it's not intending to get any warmer. A week on Sunday, week tomorrow, it's supposed to be getting warmer. But until then, it's supposed to be cool. But somehow, this sun has poked its head through. So we definitely don't want to be doing that, do we? So who managed to stay with us to the very bitter end last night?
Me.
I did. Yeah, shall we tell them what you did with the timings, Mike? That was humorous.
Let's not.
Oh, go on.
Anyone can make a mistake.
It was the longest show ever, right? We overran somewhat. So what we do is, the bit that you've seen me... The bit in Notion that is a show, we have meta at the top of the page, the above the fold meta, and one of them is the length of the show. And we had one that was 3 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds, a few months back. And we were like, oh, so close. Well, last night I knew that we'd gone over the 4 hours because it was way past 1 o'clock. So I checked in this morning to get the links to put in the description, which would make it clickable. So I was putting the chapter markers in and I just happened to think, oh, we need a title for the show. And I looked up and there was the duration of the show. 4 minutes, 10 seconds. Not quite, Mike. Not
quite. All right,
quite.
So I got it wrong.
Oh, calm down. Keep your wig on. He's actually sat here in his wig. I thought it was funny because it was bang on, wasn't it? 0 seconds.
And a glass of Merlot.
Yes, and he's got alcohol. And he's got more alcohol. Jew, haven't you?
Yes.
Oh, so he's going to be as high as a kite
along
tonight.
With white Toblerone, which has come down in price.
Oh, you need to tell them about the white Toblerone. That was catastrophic. He goes onto Amazon and the Toblerone was £10. Before this started, it was £3. Went on, one bar, £10. But you didn't get it, did you?
No.
You were
but
good.
I found it at Tesco for £3.50.
So you decided
which is more expensive than it was when we started lockdown, but a lot cheaper than Amazon.
Well, Amazon as well, it's £10. If you want it any cheaper than that, then you have to buy it in a box of 10. But even then, it's £5. So these boxes have gone from like £29.99 to £50. I mean, there isn't a shortage of chocolate, is there?
No.
Do you think people are just buying more?
Well, they're locked down, aren't they? So.
The price of some things has skyrocketed, and I do understand it. Webcams. Amazon always used to have an offer on webcams. And you could get a decent-ish webcam for £20. And when I say decent-ish, you know, high definition, 1920 by 1080. And a decent make, maybe a Logitech. You might have to pay a couple of pounds more for a Logitech. But you could get a webcam. Full stereo, microphone pickup, might not have had like any fancy bits or whatever, and probably not 4K, but for about £20. There is no webcam on Amazon under 120 now. And it's just because people are at home and they weren't. I mean, Mike and I are kitted up to glory. I have actually bought some toys. I won't tell you what they are because we'll do an unboxing. But I have actually bought more toys on top of the toys we had last night. But pretty much for things like... We could get away with what we've got. We could. I had to order my microphone from the States because they don't sell it in the UK. So I ordered it and I thought, well, I'll give it a try. And we have to pay tax on the way in. Sometimes you have to pay an import duty as well. It depends. So you could end up paying £8 to £10 to the post office for handling it. But I wanted to see if this microphone was as good as people said it was. So I ordered one. Gets it here. It was great. So Mum said, right, order some more. So I said, well, I could get another two. She said, no, order at least six. I said, Mum, what am I going to do with six microphones? And she said, what are you going to do when the one you've got breaks? And I thought, she's got a point, you know. So, and these microphones, if you tried to buy them in the UK, at say, in fact, there's a company in Germany called Tonmann, and they are fantastic with audio equipment. They've got all the audio equipment. But the price for this would probably have been at least 10 times. So it was much more cost effective for me to actually order it and then handle the duty and the import thing on the way in. So I placed this huge order for them on the basis that if I got them all here in one go, I'd only have one handling fee. So instead of paying £8 per microphone, it would have been £8 for the lot. And that was what I did. So if a microphone breaks, God forbid, trust me, God forbid, it would be fine. There's another one in the drawer. So there are spares with things like that. But I have ordered some extras. But we would have been fine with the equipment we had, even if one piece had broken, you'd just replace it with another piece. Obviously, other people had no webcam full stop. And some people have said that, yes, that they thought it was absolutely disgusting, but they've had to pay £250 for a webcam, which prior to the COVID thing was about £70. One of the ones that has absolutely skyrocketed. Let's see what price it is today, because they didn't even have one in stock to purchase. It was that bad.
Whilst you're looking for that, the Toblerone fruit and nut is £50.
Won't be having that then.
The white is £47.82, but when I go to Amazon and select the white, it defaults to subscribe and save instead of one-time purchase.
No, it will.
It knows me so well.
Yep, it does.
Where you get a delivery every 2 months.
Here we go. So this camera that is supposed to be the latest and greatest, it basically does 4K. So it's the same as I've got, only it does 4K. It's a Logitech, and it's called the Logitech Brio. B-R-I-O. And the Logitech Brio was around £120, so it wasn't the cheapest to start with. Not when you can get a full 1080p camera for about £20. So it was expensive to start with. And the price of it today, £328. So there is a £208 markup on a £120 device. That's just criminal. But I wouldn't have thought. It's strange when you look at Amazon to see which prices have skyrocketed. So it's all the things that you would imagine that people are buying during lockdown. It's webcams. It's cameras, it's audio equipment, microphones, green screens. It's stuff like that. But that markup is absolutely criminal. And the thing is, it's still out of stock. That's the price of it, but it's out of stock anyway. You couldn't get delivery before the 4th of July. And the other thing that's gone up, I mean, there's a Blue Yeti microphone. You could have got a Blue Yeti. They were probably down to around £90. It's now £198. So again, there's such a massive, massive markup on it. And stock is incredibly limited. So basically anything that you look at that's to do with webcams, conferencing, is going to be hugely expensive. Ooh, there's a link there from Paul to have a look at that. Does the white have anything inside? It's got exactly the same inside as the standard one, hasn't it? Only it's just white chocolate. So it doesn't have fruit and nut. It has the honeycomb inside it. It's just white chocolate instead of the darker chocolate.
When I've had enough wine, I'm just going to go on a chocolate spending spree at Amazon.
Right. So do I use this sort of microphone stand? Okay, I've got the second link there. I can show you that next week. When you say use, when do you mean? I know that sounds strange. Do you mean when I record audio for videos? Or do you mean when I'm out on the road? Or do you mean when I'm doing a live show? When I'm doing a live show, my microphones are in an arm on the desk. There's two of them. Both of them are making a recording, and one of them is broadcasting to you. If the one that's broadcasting to you suddenly goes pop, then I just press a button in Audio Hijack and I switch to my backup microphone. So I have two of them hanging off an arm on a bar, which you've seen. I showed you that. The one that's got two webcams on, it's the same bar. But I can show you this next week if that's interesting to you. So in a live show, it's on my desk, hanging off an arm. If I'm doing a recording for a tutorial, it's probably going to be hanging off an arm. I do have some that don't look dissimilar to that, but they're not identical. Let me get you a link for what I actually have. But the only time I would use something that low on the desk is if I'm out on the road, because then I don't have an arm of any description. Let's try stand and see if I can find it that way. Although, put stand in my previous purchases, it comes up with all kinds of things, like 900 iPhone stands and things like that. But the microphone one must be there. There it is. A mini foldable. Right. You have purchased this 7 times. I know. The reason that I bought these ones are, they let me put a microphone in it. They let me change the top of it so I can change the actual device that's holding it, and I can also use extra bits and pieces to totally change it and put lighting on it as well. So just let me get a link for that. But the reason that I don't use a stand like that for anything else is it just would pick up too much vibration off the desk. So that's the one that I've got for when we're on the road. You'll notice it does have rubber feet. The rubber feet helps a bit in terms of picking up vibration. You're working on what you want to use with your ATR microphone. I think I looked at that, wasn't it? It had, was that the one that had its own sort of custom stand thing? Is it that one? ATR 2100. I don't think we have that one in the UK. That would be right, wouldn't it? We're very weird with what microphones we actually have and don't have in the UK. We have the AT2020, which is the weird shaped one. But I don't see that one. 2100. Does Luxury. It look like a normal microphone? Or is it like an odd shape? From memory, I'm getting a Samsung Q2U or the 2020, but I am not seeing that. Let me try looking for it in Google. Let's have a look there. In the UK, that is currently unavailable, so it kind of, let's have a look at it. Yeah, it has an unusual connection on it, doesn't it? By the look of it. Oh, and it does come with a case, a kit, doesn't it? There's a cable and a microphone stand and that little stand at the bottom. When you're saying a normal mic, that's not what I'm seeing there with that. That's not the right one. I'm crying out loud, Amazon. I'm actually clicking on the right link. Let's go to Audio Technica. Right, got it. Let's have a look. What I did with mine, to help matters along a bit, I'm 2 minutes out, aren't I, from Brooklands?
Yes.
I don't put it in that little clip that you're looking at there. So did yours come with a three-legged stand and a clip? The thing with those clips are they're not in a shock mount. So mine's in a shock mount. But what I can do is show you that next week if you like, because we're going to finish off the YouTube trailer thing. So it doesn't totally not fit with it. We could do that. That one as well. Yeah, that little stand that it's in. No, I wouldn't use that. One, it's got no shock mount around the microphone. Two, it's got no foam dome on it. And three, the stand would pick up vibrations off the desk. So definitely not. But I will show you on Friday. Mike will make a note right now and I will show you how I've configured
make
it.
Make a note of what?
Microphones next week for next week's show. So stick it in, what number are we up to? 80? Stick it in 80. Right, I need to gear up for my next show. So we'll do the old goodbye thing, but you'll still be with us. And of course, you are most welcome to join us on Brooklands. It is brooklands196.com. And we have music to play tonight. But I will warn you, first 5 are picked by Mike. Won't say any more than that, but they are. So let me get my music player alive. Let me get that alive. We will do an out with you, but then we'll do an in with the Brooklands. So it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.